Hello, and welcome to Audio Mode Day 29. I'm Ivan Fetch, and I'm Ivan Fetch on Twitter. You're hearing Georgia on my mind in the background, which is a tune I've played during previous audio modes when I've been in Georgia. I'm still in Colorado, but I'm thinking about my grandmother, who lives in Georgia, and maybe some of you all can help me find a product that I don't know if it even exists. I'll be searching the internet as well, but I'm curious if there might be something that functions like a voice recorder, but is larger in size and much simpler to operate in terms of fewer controls and maybe larger controls. My grandmother, who's in her early 90s, is having increasing difficulty reading even things that she writes rather largely and looks at with a very powerful flashlight. Magnification hasn't seemed to do her much good, but I was thinking something that might help her recall short-term information, like a voice recorder, could be helpful. Thinking about most of the voice recorders I've used, they're small, their buttons are tiny, there's too many buttons, there's multiple functions, and there's no way that that's going to work well for her. It'll be too much of a paradigm shift. Hence my idea for a super simple, super large voice recorder. So if anyone's seen or heard of anything out there like this, let me know on Twitter. I'm Ivan Fetch, IvanFetch. I think about all the incredible technology that we have today, all that we can do on our phones and our computers, and how I would love for my grandmother to be able to benefit from a lot of that. But I know, and I've confirmed with her, that it would be too much of a shift. It's not something that she's used to working with, and the effort and stress and frustration of learning the brand new technology while dealing with the other life adjustments and just aging are more than she wants to bother messing with. Sometimes we can help with technology if we can keep it simple enough. For example, when she wasn't able to read books, we were able to find a relatively simple CD player and put painter's tape over the buttons that she didn't need to concern herself with and simplify it down into a pretty easy to operate system for playing, pausing, and changing tracks. I'll close this audio bow by playing a recording that I made yesterday evening when we had a pretty decent little hailstorm. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Here's the hail.
This is the sound of hail falling on the roof of our apartment. There's no ceiling here, really. It's just roof right above me, and I've got a skylight up here as well, so it's extra loud. It'd be cooler if it was in stereo.